Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's Friday.
What it do?
We on the west side in LA chilling.
West side, LA all day.
What the fuck we gonna do this weekend, y'all?
I don't know. We gonna do something.
We gotta figure it out.
We gonna get popping. Yeah. Like every other thing about it. Yeah.
Which club am I gonna hit? Who I'm gonna roll with? I got my fresh fit and I'm fizzing with a blunt lit. Hit a few chicks and I tell them what I wanna do. They always seem to say,
damn, Dagger, can I come?
Yep. You lucky there's a spot left. Dagger's got a full suit. My girl's in the front, three bitches in the back.
Hey.
Pass around the blunt, getting high is the subject. Yaks in my cup and I ain't even in the club yet. Falling on a budget, but fuck it, let's get it cracking. Got my bad girls plus, and they all be packing, all be stacking, macking. Bitches never waste time, straight up in the club. Y'all waiting in the lunch line. Have a seat to drink and observe my surroundings. Let the women work, then report back their findings. Where the tricks at? You spending money, go and get that. My bitches fool, bitches go get them, then they come back. I don't need the VIP, got other spots I'd rather be. Besides that VIP is any place that dagger me. Hennessy, if not a chronic, what did I got? Plus I'm fizzing room spinning and I still ain't buying. If you can't hang, don't try. All you do is blow chunks. The bar for them niggas because I eat them for lunch. Feeling better now, back to making money now. Take a pause, look around, everybody hating now. It's the weekend, gotta get it in. Westside, Bedside, known to get a crack in. Where the drink at,
nigga?
Where the weed at? It's the weekend, so you know we're gonna need that. It's the weekend, gotta get it in. Westside, Bedside, known to get a crack in. Where the drink at,
nigga?
Where the weed at? It's the weekend, so you know we're gonna need that.
The club's dying down now, what the fuck we gonna do? Need a bottle brand new, hit the stove before two. Now I'm on the
block,
feeling like a doctor. Black women speaking Spanish calling me
Papa.
I'd rather play doctor.
Please, Dagger, tell me why. Surgical, bitch.
Once I get up on your inside, so are you gonna let me neglect me, reject me, neck me, love me, hate me, respect me,
fuck me?
For real, bitch, fuck you too.
Okay.
You should've said the first business, all I wanted to do. Why you acting brand new? I ain't even doing this. You ain't Stacey Dash, bitch. Stop acting clueless. Got a problem, spit it out. What do you say?
Wrong.
I never said I was paying. Now you playing with a nigga's mind, thinking I'm a trick, though. I never buy a bitch, but I'm quick to let a bitch go. It's never simple, cause bitches get
crazy.
Now I won't come around, even if the bitch pays me. I'm swayzy, but lazy when it comes to the drama. Plus, I'm drunk enough to fuck you up,
you and your mom.
You can miss me with the bullshit. I wanna have a good time.
Another bitch
talking shit, kicked her to the sideline. Cause now you're getting out of line, and even worse, you out of bounds. Wanna play around, go to the circus with the mother clown.
Yeah. It's the weekend, gotta get it in. Westside, Bedside, known to get a crack in. Where the drink at,
nigga?
Where the weed at? It's the weekend, so you know we gonna need that. It's the weekend, gotta get it in. Westside, Bedside, known to get a crack in. Where the drink at,
nigga?
Where the weed at? It's the weekend, so you know we gonna need that.
Damn, it's been a crazy night, almost had to take white. Haters never learn, you gotta teach them how to act. Right now, I don't got the time to be a substitute teacher. You need some Jesus in your life, you better go see a preacher.
Amen.
While I'm chilling in the suite with a view and a jacuzzi.
Hey.
Bitches butt naked wet, showing off their boobs.
Damn, it's Mr. Nasty time.
I need me some rubbers, I hit the store, came back, the girls were fucking
hey,
each other.
What
didn't
happened?
Even know each other, now they acting like they best friends. Now I'm playing double dutch.
Wait for it.
Jump in, hey, diddle, diddle, daggers up in the middle. I keep it real, I ain't the biggest, but I show ain't little. Plus I'm fizz drunk and I'm high, baby, that's a hat trick. I'm cool with none of just one,
three,
that's the best thing. Let me stop talking while my actions will show you. Put your knees on your shoulders while I'm bending you over. Can you picture that? Make it clap.
Max, Max.
Pick it up and drop it down or run away. Bring it back. I love it when the booty's fat and rising like some baked bread. I like to see the wobble. Watch it giving me some great head. A freak when it comes to beats or when I'm in the bed. See a dagger, bitch. Signing off. Holla at me next week. Still ain't been asleep. Hit the beach. Watch the sunrise. Another weekend balling on a budget on the west side.
It's the weekend. Gotta get it in. West side, best side. I know to get a crack in. Where the drink at?
Nigga.
Where the weed at? It's the weekend. So you know we're gonna need.
It's over?
That's right, you did it, Poopsikins.
It's over. I didn't feel anything. You were right, man.
I'm so proud of you, Eric.
All right, so where's my ice cream?
Oh, here's the doctor now. Hi, doctor.
You were right, doctor. Everything is okay.
No, it's not. Eric, I'm afraid that we've accidentally infected you with the AIDS virus.
What?
What's that supposed to mean?
During the tonsil surgery, we had to supply you with donor blood. A mistake was made, and you were given blood contaminated with HIV. It was a one-in-a-billion fluke.
I have AIDS?
Not yet, but we've confirmed that you now have the virus that causes AIDS. We are very sorry.
Sorry? You gave me AIDS and you're sorry?
Oh, my poor little baby!
Mom, you said the
for you, Eric. For starters, I think I owe you some ice cream.
Yes, yes, yes. If you're tuned in, you are tuned in to Bang Out Radio. This is The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, and this is Slap Sundays. So I'm very thankful for everybody that's here. If this is your first time, I'm glad to have you. If you've been here from the beginning, thanks for coming back. We love everybody out here. You know what I mean? This is LA, like I said, Bang Out Radio. We're doing everything we can for, you know, the solo artists, not the solo artists, the indie artists, you know what I mean, from around the world. We playing these slappers. We try to knock the stupidity out of people, and we just try to stay positive, or at least as positive as possible. All right, y'all? Let me get my business out the way first. You know what I mean? I want a big shout-out to Topaz Lachey, the big boss lady herself, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio with none of this be going on, you know what I mean, out of the jump. So I thank her very much. And they got it cracking out there in the 661 right now. So if you're out in the 661 and you're going to Mizuki's, then just make sure that's where you're going to be at, because that's where the party's going to be at, and that's where it's going down at. Yes, y'all, another week. The Dagger's in here trying to be positive. He's on his trying to be on his party mode this weekend, trying to be positive, trying to be happy, trying to get out there and get it cracking like everybody else has been doing. It's Halloween. I love Halloween, so Halloween's my show. What's up, Ma? How you doing? Yeah, we good. Like I said, I'm at my cousin's house. It felt good to get out the garage for a little while, but I went from a garage to a kitchen. It's hot in this motherfucker right now. They got the lasagna cracking in this motherfucker right now, so I may get a plate. So if y'all hear me munching online or whatever, then that's what's going on. I'm eating some lasagna because I'm hungry, so don't hate. It's going to be all good, but we're going to get into these slappers right away, y'all. I mean, we'll be right back. I got some calls in the queue, but we're going to get to this music first, and then when we come back, we're going to get the show started real live, all right? So Topaz and Shane, let's go hammer on them, all right?
Boss swag, music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in they mouth like how she do that there. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rep Team Bossy, yeah, I rep that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, ain't hard to find, the things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Goin' hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, goin' hammer on you, ho. Chick, the bomb, I'm the bomb, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this.
Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho.
Yeah, yeah, going hammer on you, ho. You know what I mean? Boss Lady Topaz would say. Everybody in here getting that grub on. I'm about to go get me a piece of this lasagna, too. So, JS, where's it at? Bring it back, y'all. We in full party mode on Slap Sundays this week, y'all. Let's go. Back. Slap Sundays the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Doing it real big out here in Long Beach right now, big chilling. I got out the garage, as I said, and I'm in the kitchen, in this hot-ass kitchen, looking at everybody eat up their lasagna. But it's okay. But it's all right. A little bit jealous, but I may give me a piece, you know what I mean? But business before pleasures. That's why I'm over here fucking with y'all on the radio. Let me give a shout-out to K-Wise, held it down at the Key Club last night. Congratulations, man, another successful show. You're looking out on the pin, cousin. What else we got going on tonight, y'all? It is Swag Sundays. If you're out in the 661, make sure you make it out to Mazookas, all right? Every Sunday, Swag Sundays. They're doing it real big out there, real live in the 661. But if you're not out there and you're in L.A., you want to come up to Hollywood with your boy Dagger tonight, we're going to be at the Halloween Model Massacre at Club Empire tonight, all right? It goes down at 9 o'clock. Make sure you're there early. If you're not there early and you get there late, don't get mad about how much they're going to charge you to get up in that motherfucker, all right? Because I'm going to get there as soon as I'm done here messing with y'all, chilling with y'all. But as y'all can see, you know what I mean? I'm missing my cartoons tonight. All the new Halloween cartoons is on tonight. I'm missing that. I should be getting ready to go out. I'm missing that, but I'm messing with y'all. And that's cool because it is Slap Sunday. As I keep saying, I'm going to do what I got to do for all y'all indie artists out there, y'all beauties, y'all producers, y'all directors, everybody. We got y'all, all right? All my guests out there, if you want to call in, just make sure you hit me up, 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to holler at me, all right? I got a special guest today, and I got a new beauty, so we're going to get into it. We're going to get it cracking. But let's go to the phone lines right now. Who we got right here? 6243, you got the dagger. What it do?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up? This is the dagger. Who's this?
Nothing.
What's up with you? What you got going? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's cracking with you? What's up? You live on Bang Out Radio. What's going down with you? What's on your mind? Okay, well, I'll have to get back to that call a little bit later. We'll see what else goes down. But, yeah, y'all, it's been a rough week. And, you know, like I said, on the first half of my show, I try to keep it positive at all times. So I'm going to start talking about, you know, work is still going good right now. And it's been funny because after all that shit I went through at work over getting fired, getting hired back, and now it's even better because the person that fired me, like I said, the boss got fired, but we don't actually have a boss in our office. So we're actually in there kind of on our own, doing our own little thing, and we're succeeding and we're doing good. So Dagger may not have a boss. And that's positive because then that trust, that just shows that the trust that they have in us to let us do our job and handle our work without having any supervision. And that's also good, too, because we be in there acting an ass sometimes, y'all. But as long as work gets done, work gets done. So, you know, that's not a problem. That's no hearsay or theirsay. But it's okay. And it's just great, man. It's just good to be working. It's good to be doing positive things, even though everybody's still trying to bring me down in certain senses. No matter how positive I am, no matter how positive I try to be, there's always somebody trying to knock you down. And this goes out to everybody. Don't let nobody take you out of what you're focused on, what you got going on, what you're doing, no matter what that is. Especially all y'all independent artists out there. Trust me, I know it's rough. I know it's really hard. And a lot of y'all doing a lot better than me and still got it hard. So just stay focused, y'all. Trust. We see what y'all got going on. Holla at Bang Out Radio. Remember, I need all slappers. I need all hood bangers. I need all weed tracks. Send them right to me. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Get at me, y'all. We can make this happen, and we can make this all happen together. But like I said, I'm real excited about my show today. I got a new beauty going to call in a little bit later. Going to introduce herself to the world. You know, I'm going to help her out, try to do what I can. You know what I mean? Maybe have some musical guests later. I didn't get no confirmation, but if they call in, we're going to jack in with them. And then we're just going to, like I said, I'm trying to be in party mode. What am I sipping on today? Hold on. Tequila Sunrise, which is about, you know, mostly tequila, a little bit of orange juice, maybe a little bit of mango in there, I think. Cracking, y'all. Like I said, I'm trying to be on full party mode for this weekend because it's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy weekend, and I'm going to try to keep it pushing, and I'm still going to get my ass up and go to work tomorrow. Because that's what you do. You can't quit. You got to go make that money. Especially if you got a reason to go make it, go make it. All right, y'all? Let's get back into this music. Lady Cam, get it? Got it? Good.
Lady Cam. They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the phone, try knock me down. Won't put my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck, demand respect. You don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like. Ballin' and we lady like. Yeah, we gettin' education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name is Lady Cam, and you gon' be my face tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Trying to get my stake tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't, get out the way. Say, I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it. I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me, a queen of my craft. I should empower me. Talk behind my back. What? Now you desire me. Funny how people change when you get the lottery. No need to sign a lot. They still
I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Yes, yes, Lady Cam, keep it pushing, keep it pushing. Here we go, Weirdo TC, we don't swag no more. Draw me out, draw me out. We in party mode on Bang Out Radio this Sunday, y'all. Slap Sundays, let's go.
Really felt bad, you'd wipe that fucking smirk off your face. Well, any goddamn
go home. Jesus Christ, can you believe that asshole? He does feel bad for you, Carmen. He just thinks it's ironic.
Ironic how?
Well, you know, you're always such a dick and stuff, and now...
Oh, what, I deserve it? Is that what you think?
Not me. That's just kind of what he thinks.
Nobody deserves this illness, Stan. Keeney. Nobody.
Yes, nobody does deserve AIDS. So all y'all out there partying and getting it cracked and everything this weekend or any weekend, y'all be safe out there, all right? Because that shit ain't no fucking joke. So that's my little announcement for the day and shit. But remember, this is Slap Sundays. You got the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to speak to me. Let's go to the phone lines and see what we got out here right now. 9076, you got the Dagger. What it do? Hello? Hello? See, I guess the calls ain't going good today. What we got? 6850, you got the Dagger. What it do?
Hey, how you doing out there?
Hey, how's it going? What's up with you?
Yeah, this is Miss Kitty. What you doing?
Oh, hey. Here you go. This Dagger.
I'm here.
This is Dagger's new beauty of the week, Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty, glad to have you here on Slap Sundays. Ma, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you over there? What you sipping on?
Man, you know I got this tequila sunrise right now, trying to get my mind right before I step out to this club tonight. I'm sitting in this hot ass kitchen, looking at all the food going around that I can't eat because I'm on the show. But that's okay, you know, it's all good. What you got going on, Ma? What's going on your way?
Man, I'm just here chilling at the house, cooling, nothing much. Talking to you.
Hey, that's all good. So go ahead, give me a little bit of introduction, Miss Kitty. Yeah, you know what I mean? I got your little bio I got right here right now, but you can introduce yourself a lot better than I can. Go ahead and talk to the people real quick. Let them know where you are, what you're about, what you're trying to get going. You know, let them know what's up.
All right. Well, I'm from L.A., everybody, and I'm a makeup artist. I have my own company named Natural Art, and I have a makeup service that caters to all the little ladies out here, any age. Well, I don't want to do toddlers, but if you're a beauty queen, okay, I will. And I'm just out here trying to get my grind on like everybody.
I feel that, Ma. So, I mean, let me ask you this. Like, what is one of the hardest things you had to come on, you know, had to overcome right now? Because I know it's hard for especially the young lady out there trying to do the right thing and do it in a positive way. You know what I mean? What's some of the hardships you had to come across?
Just staying focused, because sometimes I want to go out there and party, but I got to work. Because I know what I got to do at the end of the day. But I do go out there and get my party on sometimes, but not every day.
Oh, okay. You got to, I mean, all working,
you know,
no play.
Just staying positive. That's it.
You just got to know how to balance, you know what I mean? You got to be positive, and you got to be able to, you got to stay focused on your work. But, I mean, if you go all work and you don't have some fun, you're going to get real boring. So, you know what I mean? We don't want that.
I know. I'm not boring. Whatever. I'm not boring,
okay.
Though.
So how did you
lady
go with
out
your
here.
Own, how did you set up your own makeup? You know, you set up your own company, you know what I mean?
First I started working with my mom and her and my family and everything, and then they start going out and everybody started to like my artwork on them, so I just expanded, you know, just doing my little side jobs here and there.
Okay, so that's cool. So like I said, when I finally get on status where I can set up my videos and everything like that or whatever, you know, we're going to need a makeup artist.
Of course, I got
you. See, that's all I like to hear. I like that. I like, oops, see what I mean?
Yeah, that's for everybody out there. I got you. Just hit me up on your page. Get my links and get it popping.
And like I said, she's going to be on Dagger. She's always going to be on Dagger's page, on Bang Out Radio page. If you check that out on bangoutradio.com, so all you indie artists, make sure you got your pages lined up there in case y'all need some makeup artists or somebody to come through and hook y'all girls up, you know what I mean? Or you just will be able to, I'm going to have it loaded up on my page as well. You know, you can find me on Facebook, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And then you'll be able to see her pictures on there. You'll see all her links, you know what I mean? And you'll see her links to her page. So make sure y'all show my beauty some love, y'all, because they out here trying to get there. Like, we trying
yes,
to get all,
queen, a positive black woman out here trying to make it.
We all trying to get it out here together, y'all. But just like I tell everybody else, don't come to Miss Kitty with no bullshit, y'all. We don't deal with bullshit all over here on Bang Out Radio. Be serious.
Negative.
About that. Be serious about what y'all doing. Don't waste nobody's time. Don't waste her time. Don't waste mine. Because if you go to her And she's talking about, like, you know, Dagger said you was going to come through or whatever, and then y'all out there looking like bullshit or whatever. She's going to come at me like, what the fuck are these people you dealing with? And I can't, y'all can't make me look bad. I don't want y'all to make me look bad. So,
really?
So, all right, Miss Kitty, but I mean, which do you like doing more? Because, I mean, I know you are a beauty. Let me say that, number one. Now, let's say you had to choose one between being the model or being the makeup artist. Which would you choose?
I would do makeup because I get to express myself more through that way. It's just more fun and more colors because I'm very bright and light.
Oh, so you be like designing on people and everything like that, huh? You be doing like
natural beauty. It's like, no, it's not no costume makeup. Come on now, nah.
Okay,
I like
well,
my makeup to look very natural, but beautiful at the same time, you know?
Because, you know me, I mean, I don't know a lot about makeup like that, you know what I mean? So
I can't really say.
Yeah,
that's what you got me for.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm trying to understand, you know, get an understanding about these things and everything. Because, like I said, when girls say shit like, my face is too shiny or things like that, I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't understand that type of shit. You know what I mean?
Wow. It's okay. Every guy is like that. I don't want you to understand it. Then it's a problem.
Okay, that's good. See a lot of people are being homosexuals lately. I don't got a problem against homosexuals, but if you all supposed to be some hardcore ass nigga or whatever and all this type of shit, but you know about makeup and things like that, then you got a problem. Hold on, what you need? Hold on, my cousin's disturbing me right now while I'm trying to do an interview. Cousin, what? How can I help you?
I need that wrap.
You need this wrap right here. This is what I'm holding in my hand. You gonna bring me? Let me hit the weed when it's in rotation. Okay, good looking. Thank you. Bring it back over here and disturb my conversation. Anyway, I'm sorry about that, Miss Kitty, for that rude interruption. You got to excuse me. Like I said, I mean, I am sitting in the kitchen, so, I mean, I can't help the traffic.
Yeah.
But,
it's
all
good.
A quick side note on those that are watching football right now, the Eagles is whooping Dallas's ass. So I hope y'all Dallas fans out there ain't losing money on this game right now. And I'm not a big football person myself, but when there's an ass whooping going on, there's an ass whooping going on. So I just wanted to let y'all know that there's an ass whooping going on in Dallas. So. But anyway, Miss Kitty, man. So, how long have you been doing makeup? How long have you been doing this right now? Because I mean, most people take them a long time to get their own company. You got yours at the age of 20, so I mean, that's something that says something right there.
Well, I'm working there. You know, it's a beginning. It's at my beginning stage right now, but I've been doing it for at least 6 years now. Just starting on me and my family. You know, just around my city and town, just me. Mainly just expressing myself through my artwork, through myself. You know, you got to try it on yourself before you do it on other people. And I just got so good at it. I just love it. For real.
And it always feels better to do something that you love doing because, I mean, then you put your time, your effort, and you're enjoying it a lot more. So that's good to hear. Like I said,
yeah,
because
my real job sucks.
But
real work sucks so much.
Yeah, but you got to make that legal money, though, right, until you
yeah,
all the way, like I said.
Yeah, of course,
y'all got to
keep the money coming in.
So you got to do what you got to do. And see, that's what I also like, too, because you're focused on that as well. Because most people like to sit around and just wait for shit to be handed to them. You like, I need to get mine, you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit around and wait for nobody, and that's one of the most exciting things about it. So let me say
shout
that.
Shout out to all
well.
My independent women out there that's in school.
And doing something with your life. Just doing something with your life, y'all. That's everybody, men, women, whatever. Do something with yourself. Sitting around your ass all day ain't the thing. It's not. And I have yet to find somebody that can tell me that sitting around all day was the business. Because when I didn't have my job and I was forced to sit around my ass all day, I was thinking about how can I get some money. So, I mean, I don't understand. How people can sit around on their ass for year upon year upon year and just not do nothing and not move forward. It doesn't make sense to me. But, hey, this is why it's Slap Sundays. But it doesn't make sense to you, right?
It doesn't. Every year you have to do better than what you did the last year.
And if you don't, then you're not moving forward. But, see, this is CYFC. I keep telling y'all on Slap Sundays, I deal with the realest people in the world who are real motherfuckers. Because if they ain't on their real shit, if they ain't on their status, if they ain't on their T's and Q's about what they got going on, man, I don't want to fuck with them because they just going to bring me down. See, Miss Kitty can only make me better. She's making my show a little bit better right now. when I get my videos going, she's going to have my girls looking a little bit better. I mean, it's just moving forward. But, okay,
yes.
Kim, it's random question time. Random question time, okay? I want you to finish this sentence. I want you to finish this sentence for me. Niggas these days is doing too much of...
I'm going to be real honest with you. Like, I spend my days doing too much smoking. Like, I smoke a lot of reefer. But I get my shit done, you dick.
No, I'm not talking about you. I said niggas these days. Like, people you come across, other guys out there in the world. It's like, these niggas out in the world is doing too much of what? What are they doing too much of? What is it, you know what I mean?
Fighting. Of arguing
fighting?
Over females, of gun violence, the gang violence is ridiculous.
See, and it is crazy. That's why I don't even watch the fucking news. People always get on me about watching cartoons and shit. It's like, I'd rather watch cartoons than the news, because on the news, people are dying every day. Motherfuckers is getting shot up and shit and everything like that. But they get mad at me for watching cartoons. What kind of TV do you like? Do you watch TV? Do you get time to watch TV? What kind of shows do you watch? You be on them house.
Well, I be busy a lot, but when I am at home, like, I'm usually watching MTV Jams. Because I love looking at different kind of makeup. I got to study my makeup art. That's
okay,
how I
okay,
learn
well,
how to do
doing.
It.
You're studying. Okay, that's good. As long as you're studying, that's what you're doing. I consider that work.
Yeah, I do. No. Keep up with the new trends.
So, Miss Kitty, you going to hang out for a little while? Because I want to get in another one of these tracks. Are you going to hang out with your boy for a little while? Or are you busy and you got other things you got going on?
I got to go. My mom is rushing me. We about to go get some ice cream.
Well, then do this for me before you leave. Make sure you get all your shout-outs out real quick. Make sure you get your links out there. Make sure you let people know where they can find you real quick, because I'm going to do the best that I can. But go ahead and let them know what's up before you leave me for today.
All right. Well, you can find me. You can hit me on my email, WILLIAMSLORETTA41@yahoo.com. And just click on one of my links on Diger page and get at me.
Well, we got you. We got you, Miss Kitty. And thank you so much for being Dagger's video this week. Make sure you stay focused. We're going to definitely do business and we're going to chop it up about a whole lot of things, all right? So you just make sure you keep
contact. You got my number.
Yeah, you know I do, and I'm going to be using it, all right?
All right. Bye.
All right, Miss Kitty. You stay safe out there. We'll holler at you next time, all right?
All right, you too.
All right, see you later. Yes, y'all. That was Dagger's beauty of the week this week, y'all. Miss Kitty, y'all. I mean, y'all gonna like, y'all gonna see the picture, but she's trying to get her makeup thing cracking. So I see y'all out there doing y'all videos, doing y'all shows. Y'all need some extra help. Y'all need somebody to handle it by herself. She's doing her thing, trying to make it happen. So make sure y'all get at her. We're gonna get into some brand new shit that my boy Chunk Soup, the Las Vegas Hustler, done sent me. All right, Chunk Soup featuring Israel. We're gonna get right into this. Let's go.
Israel, baby, coming to you from Las Vegas. She liked the way that I tease her. She liked the way that I freak her. She liked the way that I speak. Got me feeling so great, man. I'm finna make my visa. She said she liking my hook now. She said just like a book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down.
Okay. So basically I'm saying this right here. She a shot of vodka, see your motherfucking life here. All day long I've been waiting to get off work. Ain't tricking if you got it, just got paid, sure. I'm strong, soldier at attention. In the presence of the diamond, if I forgot to mention. 5'5", but a pecan, Puerto Rican. Her and I on a strip and a stretch weekend. Red bottoms make a calves incline. She got me saying my, that Cali bag, she a quarter ounce of this. I know you can't help but to vouch for this.
She likes the way that I tease her. She likes the way that I freak her. She likes the way that I speak. All the time is a great man. I'm finna make her feed her. She thinks she liking my hook now. She said just like a book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down. She wanna talk, but I'd rather listen. Smelling so good like you fresh about the kitchen. Got me stuck like a scene of amazement. Got my feet planted like I'm structured in the pavement. You the type of girl, I'd do anything for ya. I like your presence and your aura. Take hold of my hand, baby, I will show ya. You're making me nervous like I could throw up. That's what you do, thinking this game, so this is true. Open up your mind and I'll never doubt you. Cause you know this song is all about you. She likes
like the way that I tease her. She like the way that I freak her. She like the way that I speak. I just feel so great, man. I'm finna make my visa. She said she like getting my hook now. She said just like the book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down.
There's not enough time on the clock. I need more. I need everything you are for sure. Baby, let's make the town red right now. If I'm going too hard, here's a pillow bite down. I promise not to make any mistakes. If I come first, then I'll clean your plate. We playing crazy games, PDA in public places. And we in the penthouse, we get sex faces. Shit, I go beat. I damn near fucking do the shit. If I said it in a minute, you don't know me. Don't you forget it.
She likes the way that I act. She likes the way that I act. She likes the way that I act. Got the feeling so great, man. I finna make my pizza. Ayy, Chunks, good looking out on this, man. Yo, this is straight shit right here. Let these females know what's up. We coming at them. Yeah.
Ayy,
she likes the way that I tease her. She likes the way that I freak her. She likes the way that I speak. Got me feeling so great, man. I finna make my pizza. Like in my hood now. She stepped just like a book now. I'm telling you, baby, look now. We can blast off and we'll never look down.
Yes, yes, that was brand new from Chunk Soup, y'all. Make sure y'all know where y'all heard it at. How she liked, you know what I mean? I got you, Chunks, all day, every day. Keep sending them in. We're going to go right, keep this pushing right over to the Lions then. This is my shit right here. I'll say it every time I play it. Like a star, like a star.
Like the star, the star, the star, the star, like the star.
So many trips, packing gets redundant. A couple cars in my driveway, shop where I drop, I just do shit. My way, chick European, just for the week. Meet me in Brazil, there's a party on the beach. Let me party with a freak. Money on my mind, time takes cake. Can't waste mine, it's like losing your breath. Cause the money's so long that I'm writing your checks. And you're humming my songs, I just wanna be on. Running my city, no it ain't diddy. Cause the rhyme game witty. Get on Wayne's track, I gotta make a milli. Don't mind me, I'm just rolling on a Philly.
Yeah.
too. Kyle thinks that HIV is funny, so we're going to make him look funny, and then he'll know how it feels to be laughed at.
I don't know if I should be helping you make Kyle look silly.
Butters, helping people who have AIDS is one of the most important things you can do.
I know, but are you sure Kyle has to be taught a lesson?
I'm not just sure, Butters. I'm HIV positive.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yes, we're back. Dagger. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sunday. Just got off the phone with my beauty of the week. You know, Miss Kitty, thanks for calling in. Miss Kitty, I apologize. Thanks for calling in and hollering at your boy. We're going to get right back into the phone lines. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, just press 1 if you want to holler at me. 4659, you got the dagger. What it do? Wait, hold on. There we go.
What?
Hello?
What's good, Dagger? It's your boy, K-Waz. Chilling in the lab. What's happening?
Now that I'm chilling, man. Fresh off the Key Club, man. I was just giving you props on that, man. You know, how did that? I know that shit went real life. Nice and proper. What's going on with you, Pippin?
Man, chilling. Oh, yeah, it was real live at the Key Club. I appreciate everybody that came out. Even the ones that tried to come out, you know, it was still good. It was popping. All the acts did their thing. You know, SelfX always going to do our thing. So
yeah, exactly.
It was real cool.
I know self-explanatory shut it down, man. I'm surprised. Nigga, what you messing with Mizuki tonight, man? I'm surprised you ain't getting suited and booted right now.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm calling in. You know, self-explanatory will be in Mazika doing our thing tonight. So all the other acts, beware or be scared because, you know, we repping.
as you should. But the boys going to be out there on my word. All right? My word, we going to the Players Ball next week. I'm out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to do Bang Out Radio. I want to do the Slap Sundays live from the studio. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to come out there early. I'm going to record some shit.
Okay.
I'm going to do the show, and then we're going to roll out to the Players Ball. So I'm fucking with self-explanatory music next weekend, if that's good with you.
Oh, yeah, that's the deal. We can do this.
Yeah, I did. And that's what I like to hear, for sure, man. So, shit, you hanging out for a little while, K-Wise, because I'm about to get into some shit. You know how I do. I'm about to get into some shit real quick. So, you know, another opinion is always good. But, I mean, but Pete, the situation I done dealt with recently. This is something that just came up. This bitch told me, right? A girl I was chilling with for a little while. I was chilling with her for, like, I've known her for a while. You know, I've probably known her, like, 5-6+ years. But it's just been, like, off and on. Nothing serious because she's always had, like, a dude or whatever. And then I was always chilling with her when she was in between other people because we kind of knew a relationship between us would, like, never work out, right? So
So
it was one of those type of situations, but I was always around. Now, just recently, she get on me talking about, you don't ever take me out nowhere. You don't ever really spend money on me. You don't want to do what I want to do or whatever. And I'm thinking in my head, like, that's not my position I'm supposed to be playing with you. At least, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what we do. You know what I mean? You got other guys that take you out. Other guys that take you and do whatever you want them to do. You know what I mean? That's what they're for. So, I mean, why are you hopping on me all of a sudden about this? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand that. But then goes on to tell me, well, since you're not doing that or whatever, since you're not doing what I want you to do or whatever, then I'm not going to mess with you. I got to leave you alone and other people are doing more for me than you're doing. So I'm like, okay, cool, fine, whatever, do what you got to do. No sweat off my balls. So then I'm talking, and so then there's no contact or whatever for like 2-3 months, right? No contact, no nothing. She hits me up talking about, on my phone, talking about you miss me now, but with a question mark. But here's where the funniness comes in. Because I deleted her number out my phone.
Yeah.
Because she told me she wasn't fucking with me, and then on top of that, she said she got other dudes that she fucking with that's better than me. So I took that as, okay, you're not fucking with me, so I don't need to be bothered fucking with you, so let me eliminate this, right? This bitch had the audacity to get mad at me, like, why'd you delete my number out your phone? I didn't think we was never going to talk again, or it's not like you didn't want to check up on me, or like, going the fuck off. Like, are you serious? I thought you wasn't fucking with me. Am I missing something here? Am I missing something? Bitch, you said you weren't fucking with me, so I took that as you weren't fucking with me, so I took that as you're not fucking with me. I don't get it. But you're mad at me for deleting your number out the phone. Now I don't care. Or I thought we were better than that. I thought we had more. I thought we were more than that to each other. Like, what?
See what I be
see,
doing?
Dagger, the first thing you're supposed to recognize is every time she broke up with a dude, she always came back to you. Like, always. Like, something going wrong, she back to Dagger. Oh, this dude didn't treat her right, she's back to Dagger. So that's like a pattern. And after all her failed little things she tried to accomplish, you was always there to pick her up. So she started to see the light, like, maybe this is the person I should have hooked up with. But it was too late because y'all already had this established relationship, like, y'all was going to do this and that's it. But she finally realized, like, you was the best thing that probably happened in her life, and she wanted you like that. So when you didn't agree to that, you know, her feelings got hurt, like, damn. You know,
but
this is dude I always ran back to. And now he's rejecting you.
No, but it's like, you bitch, you came at me. Everything was cool till you came at me like, yo, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, you're not doing this. You know what I mean? And I wasn't, so it's not like I was lying. Okay, I'm not doing that, and we've had that established. And I'm going to continue not. Well, actually, let me put it like this. Let me say this, because it's more so people saying that she was trying to say like I was cheap. Now let me say I'm not a cheap person. I just don't spend money on frivolous things. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Like I will spend some money, but I'm not going to spend money on something that I know I'm not going to enjoy and not have a good time with. And then also at the same time, you're not going to tell me what I'm going to spend my money on. You know what I mean? You're not going to tell me I'm going to take you out. You're not going to tell me I'm going to do this and do that with my fucking money. You're not doing that. Nobody's going to do that. So
exactly.
It's like on top of you coming down on me and getting mad at me, then I move on and try to do something else because you said you was cool on me. But then in my head, I'm supposed to think, like, this girl's supposed to come back around. Maybe she'll be back or whatever. I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't got time for that type of shit.
But see, that was her pattern. Because, like, once she told you she wasn't going to talk to you no more, and then whoever she was trying to fuck with didn't work out, what's she going to do? Come back to Dagger, because that's the pattern.
No, but what I mean is before when she would mess with other dudes or whatever, she had dudes she was interested in or whatever, it was more so, like, she didn't come at me foul, like, you know what I mean? Like, well, you're not doing this. It was just more so, well, I'm going to see what's up with him. You know what I mean? I'm going to see. It was like a mutual, it was an understanding. You know what I mean? But this time,
she
came at me wrong. You know what I mean? She came at me like, you're not doing this. Like, I was one of these niggas. That's what I was talking about. She can't.
She wanted a forceful upgrade.
Yeah, you know, no. No, you can't do shit like that. And it's like, and then it's also like, you didn't even come at me. Why? I don't know why bitches just think they could just come at niggas any way they feel and think they're going to get the results that they want. You can't do that just because you're a female. You can't just talk to anybody any way you want to. I don't think you can. K-Wise, can anybody just talk to you any way they want to, a bitch especially, and get what she wants out of you by just telling you what you're going to do?
No, not at all.
Okay, so I know I'm not crazy. See, this is what I be talking about. Motherfuckers be trying to talk to me or claim like I'm crazy, and I know I'm up here like, bitch, you're the fucking crazy one right now. And that shit just pisses me off, because then it's all, you didn't give a fuck about me, you didn't care, you didn't even wait for me or whatever. It's like, how am I waiting for somebody that told me they wasn't fucking with me and told me to get lost? What am I waiting for? Yeah, what am I waiting for? Oh, man, Kurt Wise, man. I don't know. Like I said, man, every fucking day, man, I don't know what's wrong, and it is. And I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying to be positive. And, you know, and I know you a boss, man. You know how hard it is. When the harder you get up there, man, the more you rise up, the more just the dumb shit that you're coming out of left and right. And it's on some whatever shit. This is the type of shit I shouldn't even be talking about, because I shouldn't have to go through no shit like this. It's just some dumb bullshit. But yet and still, here I am going through it. But it is what it is, man. Like I said, I'm not trying to bring down the show. I'm trying to be in party mode this weekend because it's been a good weekend. I'm hearing nothing but good things out in the streets, at least for my people. Like I said, K-Wise had a great show at the Key Club. I mean, if y'all ain't seen this self-explanatory show, y'all missing out, man. So y'all make sure y'all at the Players Ball next week. Make sure you have Mazooka tonight, because self-explanatory is one of the places where it's at, y'all. Like I said, that's why I keep telling y'all over here, Bang Out Radio, man. We don't fuck with those that don't got their shit together that ain't doing nothing. We don't got time for that out here. We don't got the patience, and too many people over here is trying to make moves. So y'all need to step your game up or just fall the fuck to the side or step to the side. Either way, it doesn't matter because it's just too much. It's just too much. But go ahead, KY, get the shout out there real quick, man. Let people know, you know, what you got going on next. You know you have Mazookas tonight, but when are you coming back to L.A., man? When are you coming back out this way? Because I need to get these L.A. people out there on you.
I'll probably be at the L.A. tour. I don't have an official day yet, but everything is in the works right now. But shout out to my whole crew that's going to be doing it tonight. Moose Swain, Chuck Boogie, Quiet Storm. Shout out to Rico, Dagger, Miss Topaz, Lachey, Marty B. Marty B going to be in the house, too. And shout out to my boy Juicy up there warming up on the 2K and to my little special Miss Tutu. Yeah, she up here getting her homework in. We about to be up there deep and doing
y'all up there and you over there up there 2K12. I was off that shit earlier. I had to put a hurting on Boston with the Lakers real quick. Because niggas wanted to get that rivalry game. So I had to put it on them with the Lakers real quick. But then the nigga ran and got Miami and kind of got me back. So we had one-on-one right now. So I got to get that tiebreaker in real quick because, you know, that's my squad. I run with L.A., but people be crying about L.A. And they be like, man, I got to bring Miami or I got to bring somebody else or whatever. Hey, bring your Top Gun. Like I said, because Dagger is a gamer. Don't get it twisted.
We're going to have to see when you get down here because we're going to have to play some rounds.
We got to get it in because Dagger is a gamer, y'all. Like I said, let me get a couple of checks back or whatever because I have to let go of my games and my systems because times got hard, so, you know, they have to go for a little while. So I'm going to get my Xbox back, get my PS3 back. I'm fucking niggas up in 2K12. I'm fucking niggas up on, what's the Call of Duty, the new Call of Duty that's out. If niggas wanted in that Battlefield 3, I got you. Niggas wanted in that Madden, I got you. Like I said, I served up, and I have no problems putting the loss on a nigga's record. I have no problems with it at all. So if you want to see the Dagger MF, you know, add me because my shit is still up, though. My online account is still up. So y'all can add me on Dagger MF on y'all Xbox Live and y'all PS3's account. So when I do get my shit back, I can just whip y'all ass right away. So feel free to holler. So, KY, you hanging out for a little while, man, or you got business you got to handle? You hanging out for a little bit?
I got some business I still got to handle, so I'll be all right,
KY.
But I'll be still listening.
For sure, man. Good luck. Like I said, y'all doing it real big out there at Mazookas. Like I said, much love from the Dagger. I ain't going to be able to get out there tonight, but I'm out there for the players' ball, y'all. Ain't nothing going to stop me. We're getting it in next weekend. So y'all do it real live for your boy tonight. Let him know I'm out here working, hanging this bang out radio shit. And like I said, do y'all thing, man. Just check in with your boy. Text me or whatever. Let everybody know what's up there, all right?
All right, for sure.
All right, K-Wise, you have a good night, man, and be safe out there, all right? Don't, like I said, man, you know my niggas is crazy, man, so just watch him out there, boy.
Man, I got it. Good
But we're going to get into this Dagger. But listen, but keep listening, because we about to be Dagger's double play. This is for all my alcoholics, y'all. This is the alcoholic double play right here, y'all. First, we're going to go with Yak in My Cup, all right? Featuring my nigga Gonzo. Let's go.
Yak in my cup. Got the yak in my cup. Got the yak. Got the yak in my cup. Got the yak in my cup. Got the yak in my cup. Got the yak in my cup.
It's fucking fresh. Full of effect.
Got the yak in my cup.
It's your boy Gonzo on the motherfucking flat
there.
And I'm going to tell you like this. I got that motherfucking yak in my cup, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Are you open up to drink?
You know what I'm saying?
What?
We'll do it like this.
We'll do it like that then.
Oh shit, it's Gonzo on another fucking slap. Fucking with my boy O with the motherfucking yak. Taking bitches from their niggas, man. They see we ain't ugly. We ain't ugly, y'all. When we post, you can see we start studying. Fresh ass little niggas, man. They coming up on the phone. Who that nigga be on the corner of Harvard, nigga? Gonzo. Get it, it's hot and clapping these mark ass niggas. Taking their money, bouncing the fuck they bitches. Oh, get these niggas so hot. They wanna hunt me down. They never could find me. They all some mark ass clowns. So niggas ask me every day, how do I do this shit?
You
hit on with a fucking R. Bounce on pop a bitch.
What's
meet
so
up
bitch
with my nigga. Oh, we about to do a fucking song with a whole gang of hoes. And they about to get crunk. While I'm doing all of that, I got that motherfucking Mac. And I.
Wow. I got that. You got that.
Yeah,
got that. We got that. I got that.
2009.
You got that.
World for me.
We got that.
Yeah, I mean.
We about to. I got that.
That's how I fuck
you got that. We got that. We about to.
Yeah, I mean.
I got that.
I got the yak in my
you
cup.
Got that. We got that. We about to. With this yak up in my cup, I'm about to hit the streets and fuck them up. Stupid drunk up in my trunk. Got 50 bitches in the trunk. Fighting for position. Plus this yak that I'm sipping. And don't forget I'm fizzing. When I get they pussy, I'm killing. Just got 2 pounds of chronic.
Cali weed.
And Newports for the nicotine. Hypnotic if I wanna hook it up and turn my Henny green. A money thing. Keep it clean so I can be a workaholic. When it's time to play, I'm a smoking, drinking
bizaholic.
Shouldn't be behind the wheel. But look at me, I'm rolling, y'all. Riding dirty, pushing 40, gutter like a bowling ball. Alcohol's all in my blood, got me seeing blurry doubles. Starting trouble, killing Barney just to get it. Dirty rubble, another double shot of yak. Club is whack, about to rock. Bitches all up on me, but I haven't found one worth my time. But I'ma grab a few because they drunk and run the fuck because I.
Hey,
I got that. You got that. We got that. We about to. I got that. You got that. We got that. We about to. I got that. You got that. We got that. We about to. I got that. You got that.
Raise them up.
We got that. We about to. I like to keep my liquor clear, but for the night we'll keep it dark. Now we at the park, playing jackass in a shopping cart. Well, I'm feeling sick, I never ate, I got them bubble guts. Excuse me while I go throw up. Now give me back my cup. You thought that I would stop, I just made room for some more. I keep it going while you niggas passing out on the floor. I'm full throttle with my bottle, fucking models with activity. Now everybody raise their glass, but only Yak and Hennessy. I've been drinking for some hours, I ain't stopping an hour later. Slurring words, counting double, feel like I'm an educator. Dagger, he's a
great debate.
Manipulator, specialist. Yeah. My throat is numb from all the drink that I can't even taste the shit. Vodka, whiskey, Tanqueray, Bacardi, or that Bombay.
Give it up.
Fuck it, I'ma drink them all, y'all. It's been a long day.
Cup.
This
cool.
Is for my yak sippers. Grab a bottle, pour it up, because I. I got that. You got that. We got that. We about to.
If I keep drinking,
I got that. You got that.
Am I gonna be able to flow?
We got that.
I don't
about
know.
To. I got that. You got that. We got that. We about to. I got that. You got that. We got that. We about to.
Yeah. True yak sippers, y'all. I mean, good looking out on that shit, guys. I'm telling your mama though, man. Your mama better not hear this shit, nigga. She gonna be blaming me and shit for underage drinking. The Dagger does not promote underage drinking. Let me just left my little disclaimer right there. Everybody else, grab that yak, hold that shit up, get this shit crunk, y'all. Ha ha. J Riz.
Yeah, that was that Yak in the Cup, you know what I mean, featuring my nigga Gonzo. That was his very first in-the-studio track that he ever did, so I had to put him on real quick. That's my nigga, one half of the Google Boys, you know what I mean, fucks with that nigga all day, every day. We're going to keep it good pushing, y'all. For all y'all alcoholics out there, let's have another drink.
Yeah.
Dagger.
Dagger, say I'm stepping in, you never should've let me in. You fucking with you niggas, damn.
Does that make me a lesbian?
Let me check.
I got a dick.
These haters won't get off of it.
I'm looking
for a tick, I stick with tips.
Like Aaron Rock, it's bitch. Oh shit.
I'm feeling that. Dagger got that fire in me. I'm burning even hotter, cause I'm killing
on a deathy beat.
Let me slow it down. Listen, there are no subliminals.
Undercover criminal.
Overall original. I don't like to follow.
I'm a leader.
So it's time to leave.
Smoking weed.
Until I'm high enough to catch a nosebleed. You can keep the beer and juice.
The 80 proof,
and if I'm
then I'm killing.
Then you
in the booth,
raising
looks like Luke was saying,
hiking like we in the bay.
Most important city
in the whole world, LA. Born and raised, I love my home, and nothing ever changing. That's
so when you see me,
that's the only city
on my city cap.
Niggas hate to let them hate. Have another drink. They want to shake and let them shake. Have another drink. They think this is stepping out of place. Have another drink, and if you didn't, then you smoke me.
I'm a joke.
Dagger is a lot to laugh. I'm all about my money. Keep the funnies with your stupid ass.
You ain't never heard of me?
Believe me, I ain't new to this. I do these niggas like a joke.
Why are you so serious?
I used to be the kid that other kids were always picking on. I'm a grown man, strong. I took the hit and carried on.
Jordan, Magic, Kobe, K.
Get rid of Shaq.
Fucking with LeBron, Delonte West.
Where's my man?
Bring a tape and let him hate.
Have another drink.
They want to shake and let him shake.
Have another drink.
That goes to stepping out of place.
Have another drink. And if you sit there and you smoke, you gotta have another drink.
Bring a tape and let him hate.
Have another drink.
They want
to
shake and let him shake.
Have another drink.
Your middle finger
ain't
up in that
problem. Have another drink.
Yeah.
And if you sit there and you smoke, you gotta have another drink.
I see y'all undercover facts.
Bust the whips and pop a tag. I got my own style. Why y'all copy
other niggas swag? All bad.
Y'all hide behind a falsified identity.
And I ain't hating on you.
Trust, I wouldn't
waste the energy.
I'm just trying to understand what's
going through these niggas' minds.
The worst I do is ecstasy. I need a mic
to do my line.
Yeah, I've done my share of crimes, but details
won't be written in. If Desi makes me famous,
then the police
gon' be listening.
Shatter ain't no fucking snitch. I plead the fifth, that's all I say.
Yeah.
But I sue a nigga quick and jack you in the legal
one.
You heard Judge Mathis, nigga.
Give me everything you got.
You take it sober, then the homies rush you in the parking lot. Damn, my mind is 45 and I ain't even 30.
Nope.
Mentally, you elder bitch. Niggas better
show respect.
Not for me,
not for you.
You go your way and I go mine. I wouldn't waste my energy.
You
think that I will waste my time? Nigga, take and let him hate.
Have another drink.
They wanna shake and let him shake.
Have another drink.
They think it's stepping out of place.
Have another drink. And if you sit there and you smoke, then you gotta have another drink.
They take and let him hate.
Have another drink.
They wanna shake and let him shake.
Have another drink.
They think it's stepping out of place.
Have another drink. And if you sit there and you smoke, then you gotta have another drink.
All right, boys. Now, what is this fighting all about?
He gave me AIDS.
What?
He purposely infected me with his HIV virus.
Is that true, Eric? Did you give Kyle AIDS?
Well, he was being a total dick, and he's a big tam-tam going around talking crap about me.
Did you infect Kyle with the HIV virus, yes or no?
Kind of.
Eric, that is not appropriate behavior, okay? You cannot purposely infect other kids with your disease.
That's right. I think you owe Kyle an apology.
I'm sorry.
An apology? You're sorry for what, Eric?
I'm sorry for giving you AIDS, Kyle.
That's better. And now, Kyle, maybe you should also admit you were wrong for tattling. What?
Kyle,
Yes, we're back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, right here on Bang Out Radio. And we're moving into the second half of my show, where it's even more grimy, more gutter, where I just really start talking shit about things that have really pissed me off during this week. So, like I said, this is the only way I can let it out. There's no way I can let it go. And it's the only way if I talk to y'all out there in the world, then maybe y'all can help me calm the fuck back down so I can make it through another week. But, okay? So, before I get into my subjects that I got written down here, let's bring in another caller. 0640, you got the Dagger. What it do? Hello? Hello? This is not a good day on the phone today. Remember, y'all, when you call in, 661-621-7559. If you want to talk to me, you press 1. I see that you want to talk to me, then I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to call out the last 4 numbers of your cell phone or whatever number you're calling from. Listen for it, and then just when I say hello, you got to talk to me, all right? So I'm going to try it one more time. Look, 0640, you got the Dagger. What it do? Hello?
This year.
All right, we'll see. This is why we don't give people okay, well, don't talk to me then. See, just drop the cold call in. That's fine. Okay, I'm not tripping. But anyway, let me get back into my next topic of the day. You know, I got into that shit about that girl. Let me get into it about this dumb nigga that hit my phone up this week, too. First off, I'm chilling. I'm trying to go get my pharmaceuticals and shit, get ready, because I'm about to smoke, chill, hang out, or whatever. Motherfucker called my phone. Bring, bring, right? And I look at the phone, and people that I know are saved in my phone, you know what I mean? So it's so there's no numbers that pop up in my phone. It's just a name or a picture or something like that, so I know who the fuck is calling me. So already a random number called me, and usually I don't pick up random numbers. But at this time, I was like, well, whatever, let me see what it is. Maybe something important, I don't know or something. Shouldn't have picked up the phone, because then when I picked up the damn phone, all I hear is, who's this? Who's this? No, for real, who's this? Man, you called my phone. Who's this? Who are you looking for? Man, why are you calling my girl late night hours? Wait. Hold up. Backtrack. First of all, the dude sounded like some redneck hillbilly type motherfucker, but the number was from Santa Monica, so that was interesting in my first part. Now, usually this is the point where I hang up on people to just say, fuck you, keep it pushing, right? But he sounded so funny that I wanted to, you know what I mean, I'm curious now. Now my curiosity is piqued. So I'm like, okay, well,
I mean, who are you looking for? I mean, what's up? I mean, you're calling my you, dude. You're like calling my girl late night, man. Who's this? And don't lie. Don't lie. I'm like, nigga, okay, first of all, who's your girl? Like, I mean, you gotta be more specific. I mean, I talk to a lot of women. You know, I talk to a lot of girls, and you know what I mean? You gotta be real specific, because your girl, I mean, I have no idea who that is, so you gotta give me a little bit more details. No, man, don't lie. Who, why are you calling her late night? What's up with you? So I was like, are you serious? So this is the part that I hang up, but now I wish that I didn't hang up, because when I hung up, it kept bothering me in my head, because I'm like, now, whose girl was he talking about? I mean, because first of all, I don't really call girls like that. Let's keep it real. I don't really blow up girls' phones like that. I'm usually chilling or whatever, and then if something pops off or somebody hit me up, then it goes about that. But usually late night or whatever, especially if you're talking past midnight, 11, midnight, I'm not hitting up people just to see what's up or just to talk, because I'm not a talker. So I'm not going to call your girl or whatever to talk. That's number one. Number two, if you can't tell me who your girl is, then you got a problem, because I'm trying to help you solve your problem. You want to know if your girl's cheating on you or whatever. You want to know if she's talking to other dudes behind your back. You obviously going through her phone or whatever, because you're calling me. And if I did call her or my number was in there, then whoever that is, then I need to talk to her too. I need to delete her out of my phone, because I'm not going to deal with your bullshit over her, because it ain't just ain't worth it. And ain't none of that shit worth it, but you want to be an ass, and I'm trying to help you out, like, you know, trying to help you. Like, nigga, like, tell me who your girl is. No, man, don't try to cover up. Nigga, I'm not trying to cover up. Nigga, who's your girl? Like, nigga, answer the question. I can't answer your question unless you answer my question. But like I said, I only deal with stupidity for so long. But the funny thing is, what I wanted to do, I wanted to call the nigga back on the show today. But he's lucky I can't do two-way or three-way on this shit, on this thing right here. So here's what I want to do. Anybody out there listening, I still got the nigga number. If you want to call in right now and help me out, and you got three-way on your phone, call in. I'm going to jack you in. Then I want you to call him on three-way. I'll give you the number. I'll put it on the internet. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. We're going to call him, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of this. So if any of y'all callers want to call in and help me with that, we can do that. But as it stands right now, like I said, that's just some bullshit that a nigga doesn't have to deal with. But that's some dumb, man. Look, fellas, if you feel your girl is out there cheating on you or whatever, or doing all that kind of shit, don't go through her shit and try to find out who she's cheating on you with or whatever, or try to go through all the exes. If you don't deal with the next nigga, you deal with your girl or your supposed girl, you deal with your bitch, or cut that bitch off and walk away. You don't call up other. That's some bitch shit. Bitches do shit like that. We was just talking about this last week, how bitches is getting more like niggas and niggas is getting more like bitches. This shit don't make no fucking sense. Nigga, you calling up random niggas in their phones and shit, talking about, nigga, who's you? Why you talking to my girl? Whoop and everything like that. Where if you thinking any of that type of shit is going on, you need to check your bitch. Point blank, period. If anybody feels I'm wrong about that, please call in and let me know. Because you deal with the person that you're dealing with. You don't deal with the extra people that's around that shit. You got to check your bitch. You got to check your nigga. Them is the motherfuckers you check. Or you move the fuck on and leave them alone. I don't get why this shit is so hard and this shit is so complicated. Am I the only one that's tripping off of shit like this? Maybe it's me. Maybe it's just me. But that was stupid. Another thing I noticed, you know, Rihanna's supposedly getting, we're going to jump into a little news real quick, because I saw some shit about Rihanna that I wanted to speak on too. This bitch Rihanna supposedly is getting, is under fire for her video, We Found Love video, because it causes a stir because she took a trip to the cannabis cafe and a sex shop. Look at the society we're living in, y'all. These motherfuckers is tripping off of this video, and I had to go look at the video. I'm like, okay, let me see what the fuck they're talking about. Seth, ain't nothing wrong with going to the sex shop and going to go get some weed. That's not what I'm tripping off of in the video. Did y'all see the main dude in the video? This dude looked like a fake-ass wannabe, like cross between Chris Brown and Cisco. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to figure out what's up, boss man. Nah, that's chilling. This motherfucker want to sound like this dude look like a straight, faggoty-ass, even worse, Chris Brown. And it's like, Rihanna, are you serious? You went from Chris Brown to this dude who looks worse than Chris Brown. Like I said, I don't rate dudes, but the dude looks like an off-brand Chris Brown with blonde hair, super skinny, still wearing skinny jeans. It just looked like a fruitcake. But they're tripping off of the sex shop and the cannabis cafe. But nobody wants to say nothing about this faggot-ass nigga, right? But this is the shit I be trying to understand, y'all. I don't get it. Go check out the video. I'm not trying to promote Rihanna. But go look at this nigga that she all hugged on or whatever in the video and kissing on and shit or whatever. And tell me the nigga don't look like a fruitcake. Tell me he don't look like one of the niggas that belong over there in, like, West Hollywood or, you know, in the faggot district. Tell me he don't. But anyway, y'all, man, see, this is just a couple of things I'll be having to deal with. But we're going to get right back into the slappers. Like I said, y'all, I'm trying to stay in party mode. I'm going to keep it cracking. I'm going to keep it going. And we're going to keep it moving. So we're going to go with Earth right now, y'all. Brand new tracks from Earth. And Earth stands for Everybody Around Revolves Through Hip Hop. These are some new cats, you know what I mean? Mr. No, Right Words, Rotone, Doc Zias. You know what I mean? They hit me up. I got some new music from them, so we're going to get right into it, y'all. Swangin' from Earth. Let's roll.
Swangin'. Yeah. Yeah, swangin'. Nigga, we swangin'. Swangin'. That's how it gotta be. Swangin' so hard I never fall like Autumn Leaf. Copy me, I consider that flattery. Why? I beat the track up, call it battery. Yo, some cats are mad at me because I'm in a different time, I'm in a different galaxy. And actually, I'ma spit it quite factually. My crew is so fly, bro, we never heard of gravity. Whoa, bro, swangin'. Rotone's a beast, so I keep my nuts hangin'. And you may think that's disgusting, the way that I'm busting will keep y'all disgusting. The fact that my swing's on smash, got a marathon grind, you on a 40-yard dash. So I suggest that you change your cleats, cause we out making moves, you move in your seat.
What you doing, bruh?
Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. What you doing, bruh? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
Mr. No, and I'm harder than mother dudes. Bite like a pit bull, leave a scar vicious. Make him see red like he on a Mars mission. No, no, you cannot swing with the best. Make him hit the rock hard like I sailed it in wreck. And my money build up like I'm mailing in checks. The girls want me and the guys want to be. Why? Why am I swinging so hard? Cause I got the best part with the ostrich seat. 24 karat gold rims on the feet. And I know reptilo, Spanish from a reptile pillow. Crocodile Brillo, call me Swing Zillow. And I want it all like yellow, yellow. Submarine tail with the coat to match. And a sack of cash in the swing to match.
Hey, what you doing, bruh?
Swing it.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swing it.
What you doing, bruh?
Swing it.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swing it.
Look. You see these eyes swinging. You see these eyes swinging. You see these eyes swinging. You see these eyes.
They can't swing like the right. I'm just too fly like a bird flight. Itching to see me like mosquito bites. And when they see me, they dropping like fireflies. You can't deny my magic touch that you need in your life. Is that your girl? You might wanna cover her eyes. Cause when I pass by, she's winking her left eye. My TLC, the birds and the bees. You can't shrink like me, I foresee. You're too weak, it's a guarantee. I'm too fresh, it's a guarantee. No debate, uncertainty. You see my name in the marquee. Main event you wanna see. I got the keys to the city.
Hey, what you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
What you doing, bruh?
Swinging.
Ain't nothing to it, huh?
Swinging.
Look. You see these eyes swinging. You see these eyes swinging. You see these eyes swinging. You see these eyes.
Yes, yes, that was the Earth Crew, but we're going to keep it pushing. It's the Pills. Who drinking? Who smoking? I told y'all, man, Dagger's in party mode this week. Let's keep it pushing.
Money.
Who's smoking? Who's smoking?
on the earth for answers. If you win my presence, this all they that's your present. Go ahead and learn this lesson. I'm shooting in with no chaser. Coco 5, better don't replace ya. It's that Mr. Bills, and I'm swagger 5. Getting Johnny Blaze, I call that red eye.
Again, if you've been here from the jump, you've been here from the beginning, thank you. If you're just joining in, thank you as well. Like I said, y'all, without y'all, there is no me, there is no show. So make sure y'all spread the word, let people know what I got going on over here, let people know what Bang Out Radio is doing. That goes for indie artists, models, producers, directors, you know what I mean? Everybody, out there that's trying to get it, and trying to get it in a positive way, in the right way, y'all need to come over here and let them know to holler at your boy, all right? So we're going to get into some news, some more news at least. And here's something that I just, you know, this is the type of shit that really be pissing me off. And this is why, one of the reasons why I don't look at the news. Now look, Colorado Springs, right, a couple found in 2009, they starved their teenage son until he weighed 35 pounds. Just real quick, just think about that. You know how small 35 pounds is, and from a teenager to be 37 pounds, you know how bony and just frail that is? And these parents starved them. And they were found in 2009. It's now 2011, and they just now got sentenced Monday afternoon. Brian and Tanya Hicks were sentenced to 25 years in prison for child abuse, resulting in seriously bodily injury and failure to provide medical attention. The Ricks were found to have left their son untreated with seizure disorders for 5 years leading up to 2009. The boy suffered from as many as 12 seizures a day, which doctors say compounded by malnutrition left him bedridden and unable to support his own body weight and incapable of speech. Y'all hear this, what I'm telling y'all right now? What's up, little man? How you doing? That's good. But y'all hear what I'm talking about right now? 12 seizures a day? Have y'all ever seen somebody that have a seizure? Have y'all ever seen somebody have a seizure? That is not the joke. That is not a joke. That is not funny. And 12 seizures a day? Then with malnutrition, left him bedridden and unable to support his own body weight. How can you not support 37 pounds? You know how weak you got to be to not be able to support 37 pounds of body weight? And these people only got 25 years, so they're still going to make it out, you know, before they're all super old and everything like that. But just the fact that you could starve somebody that long, that messed up, is just, this is why I don't read the news, y'all. This is for reasons just like this. That's crazy. I mean, are y'all thinking about this? And then their actual defense attorney only requested that they receive 10-year sentences, and the maximum could have been 32 years. Now, when do you decide to get by the max sense? Like, how do you decide the importance of somebody's life? You know what I mean? If you're a parent and you're damaging your children like this, then these are the type of people that need to just be like, you know what? They just need to go. You got to go, got to go. Why are we even putting them in prison? There's something wrong with these people. These are one of those problems that don't make any sense. There's something wrong with somebody if you leave your child having seizures, 12 seizures a day, don't feed them or anything like that, and just don't give a fuck. There's something wrong with that. And if there's not something wrong with that, then something's wrong with you if you don't think there's something wrong with that. So fuck them, kill them real quick and easy, because it's just messing like think of it. What it makes me think of, y'all ever see that movie Seven? Remember Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman? And the dude that was the sloth guy, when they thought he was dead, they walked up in the room and he was strapped to the bed and had all kind of needles and shit in there. That's what this makes me think of. But it's somebody's teenager, it's their own son. It's not even somebody else's, it's their own kid. This is why I don't got no kids, y'all. If you don't want your kids or you're not good to your kids, then don't have them. It's not your kid's fault that you had them. You know what I mean? It's not their fault. So y'all got to step y'all shit up, man. Or at least parents, man. I don't want to see none of y'all going down these routes. I hope not. I mean, I know it can be stressful. I know it can be rough. I know it can be hard, man. But again, it's not your kid's fault that you had them. So, I mean, since if you fucked up on your end and your kids is here, then you can drop everything and do right by your kids, point blank, period. Man, what else I got on the news, man? What else I got? Oh, time for another helping the lasagna? That's how you feel? Like round two right now? I need a sports update real quick. Is it still getting the ass whooped?
Ass whoop game over.
Final score?
34-7.
I feel sorry for all y'all out there. Any Dallas fans out there, y'all got your ass whooped today. So just so Mike Vick got y'all asses today. And again, I'm not even a football big sports fan, but I mean, an ass whooping is an ass whooping. And Dallas got the ass whooped today. That's my sports center today, okay? Y'all got your ass whooped in Dallas. And let me look at this dude. What's this? Somebody named Wayne. Look at this guy. Wayne Sabaz. Man, he turned in $150,000 he found in his yard. How many of y'all is going to turn in $15,000 stashed in your backyard? Like, what the fuck is they going to get some new teeth? Like, I mean, honestly, who going to turn in $15,000? $150,000. Stash in his backyard over the summer was criticized for some he was criticized for turning it in because he was in a duffel bag when he cashed over to the police. So I don't get that. I want to know who was turning that money. And they're talking about he wouldn't even be able to get the money back until, like, let me see here. It says, dental office. He would probably be eligible for the money in 2013. How you going to wait till 2013 and get your money back? The dude, y'all hear what I'm saying? Would you turn in $150,000 you found in the backyard?
Hell!
Deals with these
too. Like, I mean, I don't think I'd be the only one dealing with certain shit. I hope I'm not. But if I am, then this is my dumb fault for dealing with this shit. But and it's not like it's a positive question. It's one of those, like, I don't like a girl that has to look and has to try to find what's the word I'm looking for? Has to find self-respect in somebody else. You know what I mean? That's always looking for confirmation from somebody else. I mean, you got to be confident within yourself and your own game and whatever you're doing. You got to be confident within yourself, you know, because you shouldn't have to fish for compliments or that from anybody else. You shouldn't. Because there's some of y'all that just need that y'all are just so not self-reliant within yourselves that y'all looking for love and attention from anywhere you can get it. And that's not the business either, y'all. Y'all, like I keep saying, don't nobody need nobody. Be able to stand on your own too. Be able to get your own shit. Don't have your hand out all the day, all the time. It's not the business. It's not cute. And some of y'all ladies, more so than niggas, but I'm speaking to the ladies on this one. Some of y'all need to get over that shit. Just be confident in yourself. Just be confident in yourself and what you're doing. And if you know you're doing the right thing, then bam, that's all there is to it. Easy. Why y'all gotta make it as hard? Why y'all gotta make it harder than it has to be? It doesn't have to be that hard, y'all. I'm telling y'all, it doesn't have to be. The world is hard enough. Shit is fucked up enough. It doesn't have to be this hard. Damn. Hold on, y'all. We're gonna get to the smoke session. I need to puff a little bit, y'all. So we're gonna get right into it, y'all. Mary Jane, Infinite Yangsta. Make sure y'all light it and get it going. Here we go.
Drop one for that ass, nigga. My girl, my nigga, Music Mike, too. You know, we up here doing what you do. Just on a broke hit blow, nigga. Growing up, I had nothing the way I do now. Except a nigga much older, plus a nigga got a child on the block hustling. When niggas smoking black and mouse for me, we work lovely to bring the stress down. And I don't want these bits of shit. Nope. Hand me a bag of stress. Two switches, tall can in a brandy fist. Yeah. Bubble gum policies and some cigarettes. Instead of dodie, niggas be amazed with a 20 kit. Fucking ace. I'd rather go and cop a half ounce. Sip some brandy and smoke until I pass out. Wake up to go do it again. Roll up a couple switches, invite a few friends. Matter of fact, do a barbecue. What? Call up the Cali crew, tell them bring a dish or two. And a pack of brew. And don't forget that bag of weed for me, an asset that I need is mine.
Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet. Not to see yourself is a stress for me. Cold focus tugging on these grimy sheets to make me easy to get high with. Mary Jane, roll up a switch of sweet. Not to see yourself is a stress for me. Cold focus tugging on these grimy sheets to make me easy to get high with.
Bitch made niggas make me smoke too. Calm my nerves down before I have to do some food. Because my life's got enough stress. Crooked ass hoes in the project. Fake soldiers and hood tests. Pull up another one until you feel it in your chest. Reclines in the mind, I think I need a rest. Wait to a cigarette and get myself back in the game. Trying to stay in the light, even though it always seems like it's raining. So fuck the world and every asshole in it. Especially the bitch where my nigga at the clinic. Cause most niggas' lives is fucked. Stuck and rusting together with no choice to bust. Can't keep their head up, the system got us locked down. So I roll up a blunt and try to find a way to get out. Let the rhymes spill out. Get dope, my mind's lifted. But now a nigga got a new vision for my
Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now the sticky stuff is the stress for me. Cold focus ducking on these grimy streets that make me need to get high with. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now the sticky stuff is the stress for me. Cold focus ducking on these grimy streets that make me need to get high with. Mary Jane. R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now to see yourself, it's a stress for me. Cold focus, tugging on these grimy streets that make me need to get high with. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now to see yourself, it's a stress for me.
Whole funkin' duckin' on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with Mary Jane.
I'm the type to roll up and light it. On the daily, I buy it. You know, I'm smoking, so try it. Helps you when you're feeling bad. Helps you when you're feeling good. You're selling or you're smoking. Either way, it's up in every hood. Filling lungs with chronic smoke. Hot box until I choke. Now I'm gonna float to the next year. I wanna poke. I never do dope. Y'all keep the needles a crack. What I look like doing that, it's hard enough being black. My city is a rat race. Gotta keep a fast pace. Rolling through these residentials. Blunted with a fist face. Down to my last blunt. I gotta make a call. Ain't nothing worse than when you wanna smoke, but don't got none at all. I never did what I was told by my parents and coaches. The weed man said I will fuck you. Roll up the road.
All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about the show.
I like to drink, love to smoke, like to dance, love to poke. Do them all at once, you couldn't hang if you brought a rope. My life is a slope, I'm moving uphill slow. Please believe we gave me what I needed to grow. My people steady trickle, listen, get off my ass. I chose not to finish college, weed got me to class. It also got me past a lot of drama, pain, and frustration. That's why I'm quick to roll another blow without hesitation. Then I light it up, spark it past the left to right. Day and night, I smoke it all from the stress to fly. I'm 6'6". Weed as a son of my growth. What it did do is give me hope when I can't cope. Roll model hot, nigga, please. I be rolling model weed.
What you mean?
People want a picture of it when it's seen. You want to match one, homie? Well, fuck it then. I'm with it. If you ain't got nothing on it, well, then you're not gonna hit.
All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about these drugs.
I smoke and chew with gooey, gotta kill it, that's proper. I got it from the homie Wookie, so I call it Chewbacca. If that nigga always loop, well, I guess that makes me Anakin. Turning to the
dark side,
killing off shenanigans. The Empire striking back, let him know the
dagger's here.
It'll be a decade for that nigga always reappear. Balance on a distant planet, smoking pagoda. That's why he's all green and talking funny. Balance is Yoda. But don't forget it's
Vader time.
Fuck the world, I'm getting mine. You see, we all up in the stars, having wars every time. Seen a lot of movies and I was high when I did. That's why I'm smoking when I'm floating. You can call me a spirit. If I ain't choking, I don't feel it. Means the weed is a fire. Go and tell that Frodo bag and sell him weed out the shop. Tell him Aragorn is coming and he knows what I need. No stands, no seeds. I'm the lord of the weed. Now breathe.
All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about these drugs. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. All a nigga really want, all a nigga really need is money and weed. And I ain't talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about these drugs.
I told you, girl, I love you. I wrote a whole song about you. You don't never do me dirty. You don't never talk back. You always make me feel good.
You do get a little expensive every now and then, but you're worth it. I love you.
when people that famous get killed or something happens to that to those people, no matter what, somebody's got to pay. So the guy's not going to get off. He's gonna do, if he gets maybe some kind of little time, or if he gets to walk away from it maybe or something, but he's not going to get off on just nothing. They gotta blame somebody for Michael Jackson's death, because nobody wants to blame Michael Jackson for killing himself if he really did it. But either way, he killed himself, y'all, because I got to go back to saying what I said earlier. They keep talking about, well, he's the doctor, and well, the doctor's supposed to know when the patient doesn't need this or doesn't need that, or supposed to tell the patient no, and shouldn't just give the patient anything that he wants and everything. But fuck that, it's Michael Jackson. Who's going to tell Michael Jackson no? I wouldn't tell Michael Jackson no. I would be the motherfucker on trial. If I was about to say, Mike, what you need? You need some of this Prolifera or whatever the fuck they call it. You need some of that? I got you. Let me go hook that up, make sure my check is right. You know what I mean? Y'all not... I mean, let's put ourselves in his shoes. You're not going to tell Michael Jackson no, because Michael Jackson's the type of person that will go get somebody else to replace you so fast. Probably deal with his backup dancers, background singers. You know what I mean? There's certain people you just don't know. And Michael Jackson is one of those people. So let's just be honest. If Michael Jackson was a drug addict and he could afford to have him top-notch drugs and he killed himself, then we need to let this man go. And even if the dude was given Michael Jackson what he asked for, Michael Jackson was asking for it. So that's just what it is, y'all. Like I said, I like Michael Jackson too. But shit, if it was a crackhead on the corner or something like that, or somebody else, I mean, wouldn't nobody even be getting all amped up like this? But because it's Michael Jackson, now we need to have a big trial. We need to have it on TV every fucking day. We need to have reports about it every day. We're going to find out who killed and what happened to Michael Jackson. And I keep seeing this shit. You see what they doing to Mike? They keep putting his death photos out there and shit with it all spread out on the autopsy table, looking all super diseased and fucked up and everything like that. And the nigga was fucked up. They were talking about how the doctor should have stepped in earlier or whatever. It's not the doctor was there giving them the drugs that Michael Jackson was asking for. I mean, let's not, like I said, let's just be honest, y'all. Like I said, I'm a Michael Jackson fan myself, but if Michael Jackson, the more I'm looking at the trial and the more information I get, it's looking to me as if Michael Jackson was off that shit. And off that good shit, because he could afford that good shit. So he did that to himself, y'all. Or at least he put himself in a situation where it could only get worse. So I say let the doctor go. I don't even see we need to waste time on TV with this man or whatever, because anybody in that man's situation would be probably be doing the same thing. All these other doctors get up there talking about how I would have stopped them. I wouldn't have did that. I would have regulated his doses. You can say all that shit when you're not working for Michael Jackson, but if we all was working for Michael Jackson, then the motherfucker would probably be either different or you wouldn't be working for Michael Jackson. So I don't know. And on one last little thing I want to talk about is just, y'all ever go through the McDonald's drive-thru and they'd be having the automated shit where it'd be like, hey, would you like to try a frosty flavored smoothie? And then the other motherfucker come up like, hello, can I take your order? Like, don't that shit is the only one that fucks with on a little bit of basis. Or it goes the other way, like it's the dude and then it's the other female. It's just, that shit's just weird. Why can't the same person just be like, yo, can I take your order? Why do they have to do all this extra shit or whatever, try to confuse the nigga? I don't understand that. I don't. But I think I'll end it on that, y'all, man. I got to get ready to get out to this party tonight, man. I'm trying to turn it up. Like I said, it's been a rough week. It's been a cool weekend, and I'm trying to get my mind right, put a couple of drinks in my system, get my costume on, and go out here and have a good time and chill out. So if y'all at Mizuki's tonight, make sure y'all act right. Y'all doing what y'all doing out there. Have a good time. If you don't make it to Mizuki's, come to Club Empire, all right? Hollywood on Cahuenga. We about to go out there and get it turned up. Like I said, shout out to everybody, my rest of my Bang Out Radio crew. You know, Boss Lady Topaz herself, Marley B, Steady Grinding on the Grind Network. You know, Jay Patton and them. Amanda G on Saturdays, y'all. It's just too much going on right now, y'all. It's just too much going on. But this is Bang Out Radio. We getting it popping. This is Slap Sundays. This is the Dagger. We not going to stop, and we just going to keep getting better and better and bigger and better and better. And you either get down or you lay down. You either roll with it or you don't. Either way, we still going to be here. These independent artists are going to still be here. Dagger's Beauties are still going to be here. And we're going to get it cracking, and we're going to keep it flowing. So either with us or you're not. Point blank, period. So signing off this week, y'all, the Dagger. I'm going to go out on this party life from the Lion's Den, because this is the shit that I'm about to be on. See you next week.
This is a J-Rom production.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit some mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. You a friend, a cold heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. The shit I do will make you think that life's a game. And I never wonder, will I ever change? I'm cool with that, always some chase pursuing cash. That's my main squeeze, she's just a breeze. Fly with me, get high with me, as vibe as me. Party all night, worry free. You acting tough, just relax and stuff. Patron on us, get the party popping. From England to L.A. to Kingston, blow your damn mind for the weekend. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. No work today, so treat it like a holiday. I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit the mean kush. Party life, that's a good look.
This is a J-Rom.
I turn it up, she turn me down. It's good, though, too many girls for me to friend. A couple bottles, hit some mean kush. Party life, that's a good look. Tonight I chill and party with the best of them. You know Benjamin, well, Lions got a lot of them. Fewer friends, a colder heart. I live my life, never care what no one thought. Got a lot of them. You know Benjamin, Will Lyons got a lot of them.
Introducing All-Star Young Kid.
Yo. Oh, okay, my turn. Shopping in a sideburn. Always with a bad bitch, never with a bad bird. Who I be? Yeah, you see me. Obsessive, compulsive, no OCD. High in the clouds, I'm soaring, B. So don't be ignoring me. Let me shoot myself formally. I'm Young Kid, so my conduct disorderly. Almighty with a pen and a pad on a white boy track. Everybody screaming rad, taking out the trash. Some like glad. Oh, yeah, I'm 16. I bet you mad. Hands up, yo, party all night. This pump, you dying. You better do it right. My flow's like a virgin, cause your sight. I'm spitting so fast. I came from the bottom, I'm chilling at the top. I started with nothing, and I damn sure won't stop. Yeah, you heard the buzz, we the hottest on the block. Lions Den is coming for that number one spot. Pause, bring it back, replay, rewind this shit. Running like a relay, headed for the top. Ain't stopping, no delays, better than your man. So don't worry about what he say, she say. Everybody gonna talk, got my name in the streets like I wrote in chalk. Primal instinct, deadly as a hawk. My team got the kids, I got the game on lock.
This is a J-Rom production.